السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording. Okay. So now let's go and learn about the names of Allah al-Hakim. So did we talk last time about the name al-Hakim? Huh? Yes, we did talk about name al-Hakim last time. Do we want to talk about this this time today? Why are you're doing this intentionally? Yeah, but you're doing this intentionally. The next time you do an intentional thing like that, I'm sure you're out. Okay, so Allah al-Hakim. Allah is accused the most in dividing the wealth and the shares among people. Allah is the one that makes somebody a slave and somebody a master. Allah is the one to select somebody to born in a royal family and somebody to born into a poor family or a slave family. Okay? So Allah is the one who chooses. People are born with equal rights, right? We say here in the United States, people are born with equal rights. However, people are not born with equal opportunities, right? People are born to different opportunities. Did you ask yourself, why was somebody born to be a king and somebody else born to be a master? And somebody else born to be a slave, and somebody is born to be blind, and somebody is born not to be blind. Do you know these things are all, who selects that?
Allah.
So who makes somebody rich and poor? Allah. Okay? Who makes people rich and poor? Allah. Who makes people have more shares in life than others? Is Allah, right? Okay, so I will have a question for you and you try to answer it. Why didn't Allah make everybody rich? Why didn't Allah just make people born rich? Everybody is rich. Any idea? Do you think why? Why didn't Allah make everybody rich? What's the wisdom? We're trying to learn the wisdom of Allah. So what is the wisdom of making, of not making everybody rich? Can you think of anything? No. Okay. You can't think of anything. Let me give you a hint. If everybody is rich, then relate that to the word spoil. Related to the word spoil. Huh?
I don't know what this means.
Huh?
If everybody was rich, they wouldn't work hard to get something. They would just sit around and then society wouldn't grow. It would be the same forever.
Okay.
They would just buy their like everyday necessities.
Okay.
They won't be thanking Allah for anything because they already have what they need.
Okay.
Not everybody has to be rich.
Yeah, link that to the word spoil.
Some of them could be better.
Huh?
Some of them could be like me.
So people are not spoiled. I'm proud of you guys. So Allah, if Allah makes everybody rich, all what you've said is right. But I'll add on it that the reason is, in addition to what you just mentioned, is that people will turn into spoiled people. Allah could provide food for everybody. And Allah could make people not to compete. Allah can make people born with equal opportunities. Okay? Allah says that all people are born with equal rights. Right? This is what Allah wants. But Allah wouldn't make everybody born to the same, huh? You're not getting that, to the same opportunity. You got it? Okay. So basically Allah said in the Quran, literally, remember that, the wisdom has to be, in order for you to say the wisdom and you're sure about it, then it has to be mentioned where? In the Quran or the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you understand? What if it's not mentioned? Then somebody asks you, why didn't Allah make everybody rich?
You have no answer.
Then your answer would be, because Allah said so in the Quran. Okay? But the wisdom could be, this and that. Like, again, when somebody asks you why pork is haram, you say, because it's mentioned in the Quran as haram, and I believe in the Quran. However, the cleanness of the pork is questionable. It's questionable. That's my own thought. Okay? So, this is, you make sure you tell the other, because otherwise Allah would be accused. If you say the wisdom of your own, and the wisdom is not correct, because you know you're not always right, okay, then people will accuse Allah and accuse Islam because of what you just said. So you said, okay, pork is haram because it's not clean. They would say, we'll bring clean pork. They say, okay, and shower him every day and feed him milk and cereal. Okay, so you say that because pork fat doesn't convert into human fat. Then you say, prove it. There's something called food industry. You know, food industry is people who make food for you, like chips and you know, these things and that you buy from the supermarket?
Snacks
and also tuna cans and all of these things. These are made by people who work in something called the food industry. Okay. So people from the food industry will come and say, okay, why are you saying that pork fat doesn't convert to human fat? We food scientists can tell you that it doesn't. We food scientists can tell you that there's no, all the wisdom that you have mentioned are wrong. Then they are accusing who? Then you're getting who accused?
Allah
and Islam. So be very careful in answering these questions. But here in this thing, why didn't Allah make people born with all rich? Because they will turn into spoiled brats, basically, and they're going to ruin earth. You know how people don't have something to do, they start making trouble? And they say, okay, if you want to make people not cause trouble, get them busy. Get them busy, right? But if people don't have people, if all people are rich, then the people will spoil life on earth. And life, they will be spoiled, and the earth will turn into a disaster. The earth turns to a disaster. Okay, then why Allah didn't make the Muslims rich and the non-Muslims poor? Why didn't Allah make the believers rich and all believers rich and all believers are not rich? Why? What's the wisdom? He said, what's the wisdom behind Allah not making believers, making only believers rich and non-believers, all of them are not rich, are poor, huh?
Because the believers, they have, like, if you're, the believers are rich, they don't, like, have time with their money, but and then they're not going to have time with Allah, they don't have time with Salah. But then if they're poor, they have more time to thank Allah for what they have. While the disbelievers that have more money, they don't think of Allah, they just get the money and they're like proud. And they just, like, you know, they don't ask Allah for anything. While the believers believe and thank Allah for what they have.
Well, all what you said is correct. Okay. But it's not the answer I'm looking for. Okay, there's a more accurate answer regarding this topic exactly. I will give you a key word, and you link this question, the answer of this question, link it to this key word. Okay, the key word is test. The key word is test.
He tested them. So if all the believers were rich, then it would be obvious that Islam is the correct religion. But and then the people wouldn't really be tested, and because they would just right away believe in Allah, they wouldn't have to they wouldn't have any doubt or anything.
Good, good. You're getting close, very close. Huh? Link the word test to the reason why Allah did not make only believers rich and non-believers, all of them are poor. He got very close. Link that to the word test. Test. Okay. The test will not be, testing us will not be, would not work out this way. Why? Because when somebody is becoming a believer, then we ask them, are you becoming a believer because of the money or because you love Allah? Do you see here? So the sincerity of the believers would be questionable. Say, you're becoming rich? Why are you becoming rich? You're becoming a Muslim? Why are you becoming a Muslim? Because I am rich, going to be rich. Are you believing in Allah because you love Allah or because you love money? Yes, becomes a question here. When somebody's believer say, he believes to be rich because he wants to be rich. He believes because he stays as a believer because he doesn't want to lose his money. You understand? So would the test work? Would the test work when Allah making believers only right and non-believers, when Allah makes all believers rich and all non-believers poor, then would the test work? You know, the test Allah created us for, would it work? Why? Because the sincerity is questionable. It's questionable. You're becoming a believer for money. All right? Or for Allah, or for both. You see here? Okay. Now let's turn this around. Why Allah didn't make all rich people, all Muslims or all believers poor and all non-believers are rich? So all non-believers are rich, all believers are poor. Why didn't Allah do that?
That way the people wouldn't want to accept Islam in fear of becoming poor.
Yes, that's one thing. That's actually very close. That was a good shot. Yes, because people are going to quit or decide that they're not good to be believers because they are afraid of poverty.
Can you go back?
Yes. Are there more?
And the Muslims might also want to convert to a different religion because they're tired of being poor.
Yes. But Muslims would quit Islam because they are fed up with poverty. They are fed up with poverty. He basically got it all. Allah says in the Quran that everybody on the face of the earth would turn into a non-believer if Allah would make all non-believers rich and all believers poor, then all people are going to be poor. All people are going to be non-believers. Do you understand that? Okay? So, why? Because they want the money. And they will always, the non-believers will always be strong. And when they are strong, they will always rule believers, rule over believers. And believers are going to always be weak and they will be always persecuted. So, everybody on the face of the earth would turn to be a non-believer. And this is the wisdom that Allah mentioned in the Quran. Okay? Do you see the wisdom behind these things?
Yeah.
So what Allah did, Allah made them irrelevant. Allah made this being rich and being poor is irrelevant to being believer or non-believer. Do you understand? So you could find the non-believer who's rich. You can find the non-believer who's poor. You can find a believer who's rich. You can find the non-believer which is poor. You got it? So Allah did not make it. In Surah Al-Isra, which is an ayah that I'm going to put for you in the homework, and I ask you to comment on it, which is what I'm saying. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, the ones who are interested in this life only, and they have no desire or don't care about the next life, so they only care about what? This life, and they don't care about what?
The next
life. Okay. The ones who do that, they are going to go to Jahannam. They are going to go to Jahannam. Then the next ayah Allah says that the ones who are interested into the hereafter, and they also care about their life, so they care about having their fair share of this life, but their main interest is in the next life, Allah said, we will send them to Jannah. Then Allah said, both people are rich and poor. Okay, so both are rich. People can be believers and rich, believers and poor. Non-believers are rich, non-believers are poor. So Allah says, I will not restrict my benefits. Allah saying, I will not stop my benefits from the non-believers or from the believers. So benefits of Allah will be given to what? To both sides. Okay? So people, sincerity of people, and the test will work. A lot of things will work right. Okay? A lot of people will work, a lot of things will be correct when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not combine belief with being rich. Okay? So I'm going to put this ayah on your homework. I ask you to comment on it. Now, you okay?
I'm okay, I'm just tired. I'm listening.
Okay, so the next point. Our shares of this life, our shares of pain and pleasure. Okay, let's divide this life into pain and pleasure. How about that? I will simplify life into painful things and joyful things. Okay? So, everybody has a share in pain and share in joy. Okay? Everybody has a share of pain and share of joy. A share of money and share of, yarhamukumullah, and share of money and share of health. Okay? So, people have different shares in this life. Okay? So, the question is, are these shares pre-assigned? Huh?
Yeah.
The shares
yeah.
are pre-assigned?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
They are pre-assigned?
Yes.
Are they pre-assigned equally? Like everybody will have the equal?
No.
Some people will have more pain than pleasure, and some people are going to suffer poverty, okay, and most of their life. Some people were born slaves, suffer from being a slave all their lives. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Okay. So who divides the shares?
Allah.
Are they pre-assigned?
Yes.
Okay. So now, people don't believe in that. Unfortunately, people don't believe in that. People don't believe that the shares are assigned, are pre-assigned, pre-selected. People don't believe in that at all. I mean, I'm not saying people, I'm saying almost, like, very few people believe that their shares are pre-assigned. Because they say, okay, if I get the joy, then I'm lucky. For example, if I win in the stock market, then I'm lucky. If I lose in the stock market, then I am
unlucky.
But the truth is, Allah is the one who decides if you win or you lose. Okay? This is very important. Open your ears widely big, because people don't believe easily that Allah has assigned the shares before we're born. Now, so the shares of pain and joy are pre-assigned. However, you select your pain, where is your pain and where is your joy. You're the one who selects that. Let me give you an example. If the shares of money, if your shares of money are pre-assigned in heaven, if your shares of money are pre-assigned where? In heaven. And you decide to get them the haram way. Okay? Then you will get them the haram way. But if you desire to get them the halal way, then you will get them the halal way. So the shares that be assigned. How about your job is to select, am I going to get these shares the haram way or the halal way? You understand? So, for example, dating, for example. Dating and marriage. Which one is better?
Marriage.
So, if you decide to get your pleasure in marriage, Allah will give it to you in marriage. If you decide to get your pleasure in dating, Allah will give you your pleasure on dating. So, the shares of pleasure and pain are already pre-assigned, but your job is to select where do you get them. Okay? For example, let's say Allah has assigned you a certain amount of pain. You can get this pain, okay, by the halal way, by fasting. You can get this pain through fasting. Because fasting causes pain, right? It's obviously, right? So you can choose to get this pain through fasting. You can also choose to get this pain through working hard. For example, okay? So you say, you find people say, I'm not fasting because I have a lot of work. Because I have a lot of work. Now, they are so wrong, because if you don't get your pain in fasting, then you get your pain in working hard. Or suffering a disease or something like that. For example, just as an example, if you don't get your pain in keeping your prayers, then Allah will give you the pain in, let's say, cancer, for example, a disease of cancer. So you select, how do you get your pain? If you get your pain the good way, the halal way, okay? I'm sorry. If you get your pain through a halal way, then your pain becomes to your favor. If you don't get them the halal way, like people say, if I skip fasting, then I skip the pain of the fasting. Okay? But is that true? No. You're not going to have pain in the fasting, but you're going to have pain in what? Something else. Something else. Could be anything. Could be an accident. Oh, what happened to you? Could be an accident. Could be something that... disease, cancer, a child die, beloved one losing a beloved one. You got what I'm saying? Okay, so again, I want you this to comprehend this well. If you get your amount of joy is pre-assigned, true or false?
True.
True. Okay? Your amount of joy is pre-assigned, true or false?
True.
Deciding to get your share the haram way, you decide to get your share, your pre-assigned share. How many choices to get it?
Two.
Halal and haram. MashaAllah. Very good. So if you decide to get your share the haram way, if you decide to get your share the haram way, then Allah will give it to you the haram way. If you decide to get your share the halal way, then Allah will give it to you the halal way. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Okay. How about, so if I wear a new, or I wear like a smart person, I'll select my pen to be in the prayer and fasting. I get my pen into, my share of pen into prayer and fasting. Remember that people are not, have not, don't have equal shares. Remember, we agreed on that. Some people are born, people are born with no, with not, people are, don't have equal opportunities when they're born. Different people have different opportunities, remember? And the shares have been reassigned. Okay, so let me give you a question here. Okay, the joy that you get from having a relationship with the other side, relationship with a partner, like a relationship with a girl, like dating, okay? And on the other hand, you get the joy through marrying, not dating, marrying. So this joy, both joys are equal, yes. But you made a mistake because you selected your joy to be the haram way, which is, dating. You understand? But you did not, if you don't want, if you stop yourself from saying, from getting it the haram way and say, I am not going to do the haram. I am not going to do the haram. I will not do the haram. I will not do the haram. You are determined. You have the will. Say, I am not going to get my pain, my joy the haram way. I insist on getting my joy the halal way. Then Allah will give it to you the halal way. There is a hadith on the Prophet ﷺ that said that. I need to check it thoroughly. But I think it was a correct, I think it is a correct hadith. But anyway, there is a hadith that says that. What was this hadith? Yes. Oh, I remember the hadith now. Allah, the Prophet Muhammad is saying that. Yes. If Allah's mad at his slave, like the human, if Allah's mad against the human, is not mad from a human, Allah will provide his shares in the haram way. Allah will provide his shares and he will use them the haram way. Then if Allah is more angry, then Allah will provide him more shares through the haram way. If I'm very angry at this person, then Allah will give that person his money, the haram, more money the haram way. So the more angry is Allah, the more he gives money, but the haram way. So this person made Allah angry. So because he made Allah angry, Allah is giving him his share in haram way. Why did him make Allah angry? Because he decided that it's okay for him to get his shares the haram way. Okay? And this is why the Prophet always say, give us our shares in a halal way, and don't give us our shares the haram way. Okay? Provide us our shares the halal way, don't provide our shares the haram way. Okay, you got it? Then the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah will increase the shares of people the haram way, who are interested to get them the haram way, okay, until they die, and when they die, they qualify to no mercy. They qualify to what? No mercy. So when you find a guy getting all his shares the haram way, or most of his shares the haram way, it means that this guy will have a trouble with Allah in the day of judgment. So let me get this straight. The shares are pre-assigned. True or false?
True.
You choose how to get your share.
True.
The haram way or the haram way?
True.
True. So if you decide to get them the haram way, then you get them the
haram.
And if you decide to get them the halal way, then you get them the halal way. If you run away from the pain of fasting, Allah will give you the pain
another
thing, another time. Okay? MashaAllah, very good. Okay. You see how the wise Allah is? There's a nice story about that. There is a nice story about Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu had a camel. And he wanted to do some business in the town. So now he has a camel and he wants to go do business in this town, and he wanted the camel to stay outside, to stay away from him, because in his business he can't keep an eye on his camel. So what he did is that he selected a person, an honest person. I mean, he thought he's an honest person, and he told him, "Can you please take care of my camel and keep my camel until I come out, I come back and I get my camel from you? Can I trust you with my camel?" The guy said, "Yes, you can." So, but the guy was like, who's looking at the camel like this, and he really, really liked the camel. And you know, he was like wishing that this camel belonged to him. So Ali ibn Abi Talib went doing the business, and when he came out, guess what happened? The camel is gone. The guy who took, the guy whom he trusted with the camel, he ran away with the camel. So Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "Subhanallah, when I saw this guy looking at the camel in such a way, I decided to give him the camel as a gift." Decided to give him the camel as what?
Gift.
However, he could, because he was determined to steal the camel, then he got him the haram way. If he get the camel the halal way, which is a gift. Gift, getting the camel as a gift, is halal or haram?
Halal.
Halal. Getting the camel by stealing it is halal or haram?
Haram.
He rushed into stealing it. And if he waits, Ali ibn Abi Talib would have given him the camel as
a gift.
So the catch here, the catch or the lesson you learn from the story is that if he waited a little bit, he would have gotten his share. So the camel, his share in this camel has been pre-assigned in heaven. So in heaven, Allah has pre-assigned that this guy will have a camel. Okay. So, but he decided to steal the camel. And he did steal the camel. But if he waited, he would have gotten the camel the halal way. You understand? All right. So that was that's a good example of dividing the shares. Now, happiness and drugs. Okay? Drugs, what drugs do, they take the happiness from the future and put them in the present time. I'll explain this to you as soon as I just take the pictures. Okay. What happens with the drugs? The amount of happiness or the amount of joy that you will have, your shares of joy in this life, are predetermined. Okay? They are predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So drugs do what? If your shares of joy are distributed along your life, your entire life, then you would be happy all your life. So it's like this. If you don't do drugs, then and time, your joy pretty much stays the same, or whatever, up and down as Allah intended. However, your share of joy is pre-assigned, right? So what do you do with drugs? When you take drugs, you take your joy from the future. You take your joy. Oh yeah, like
that's right.
You take your joy from the future and bring them to present time. So pleasured by drugs. You're not increasing your amount of joy. Actually, you're taking joy from the future and putting it in the present time. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Please understand this very well. When you do drugs, whatever joy you're getting from the drugs are deducted from your shares of joy. They are taken out of. You're borrowing joy from the future into present time. Which will make you what? Miserable in the future. Makes you what? Miserable in the future. And we have seen this. People did use drugs. Didn't they? Yes, they did. The whole objective of them using drugs is to bring joy into their life. That's what they think. They get used to it and they have no joy, but they end up with being addicted. When they are addicted, do they get joy when they take the drugs? No, but they are miserable. They become miserable. Do you understand this very well? So you're borrowing happiness from the future and placing your happiness in the present time. But your shares of happiness is pre-assigned. Got it? So you're borrowing happiness from the future into the present by using drugs. Okay? By using drugs, you're not getting any more happiness. No more happiness. But focus with me. By doing drugs, you get no more happiness. Your shares of happiness are the same. But what you're doing is you're borrowing happiness from the future and bring them in the present. So in the future, you'll become miserable. In the future, you will become miserable. Do you understand this? I need someone to repeat that. Go ahead.
So if you take drugs, you're basically borrowing all of your happiness from the future and putting them in the present. But then once you're used up all of your happiness, then you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Huh?
I need the kids to come around.
Yeah, you need two?
Yes, Ali and Asma.
These two.
We
don't have any.
Oh, Adil and Yasin.
Yeah, these two. So, okay. Okay. Joy and pain. Isn't joy and pain just feelings? Huh? Joy and pain are both what?
Feelings.
Okay. Now, they are... So things are a matter of perception. What I mean by this is that you can be poor and happy, and somebody else could be rich and miserable. Right? You can be poor and happy and so thankful to Allah for being poor. I'm so thankful to Allah for what you have. You can be rich and you're not happy because you feel miserable because, you know, they got used to be rich and you're not getting any more fun of being rich. Got it? So a poor person or a rich person should not necessarily have the same joy like a poor person or better joy. You think, oh, he's rich, he must be happy. Oh, he's poor, he must be miserable. This is right or wrong?
Wrong.
He can be poor and happy, and this one could be rich and miserable. You understand? What do you ask me? If you ask me which one do I pick, I say I pick to be poor and happy than being rich and miserable. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand this? Okay, I've seen this example in life, and there was, actually I'm not the one who saw it, somebody else saw it and told me. There were two homes right next to each other. One home is very fancy, big palace, very fancy palace. And the other home is, you know, built of dirt right next to it. It was a cage. It was not a home, it was a cage. And there was one poor woman living in the cage. And there was a princess living in the palace. And you see how the poor woman can write this. And you see the poor woman happy, happy, happy. She gets $1, she's so happy, Ya Allah, thank you for the money. And she's so happy for the little that she's getting and so thankful to Allah. On the other hand, the rich princess was so angry. Just like, what? Why this loan is not even? This guy is not doing his job. What? Why this is not first class ticket? You know? She's always not happy with what she has. She was miserable. So you compare this girl, this woman, she was poor, but she was happy. The rich princess was rich, but miserable. If I ask you, which one do you choose? Poor and happy or rich and miserable? Poor and happy. I would select to be poor and happy, not rich and miserable. Do you understand? Okay. All right. So things are a matter of perception. The poor person perceived things in a happy way, and the rich person perceived things in a sad way. Okay? All right. That's not all the time, but what I mean is that rich and poor could be happy. Rich and poor could be miserable. But being poor might be more pleasure than being rich. Being rich might be like, this princess has a depression, really bad depression. Okay, she doesn't care about what she has. Remember that lady who killed herself, Christina Onassis? She was like the richest woman on the face of the earth. She killed herself. You know why? She said, I got all the joy this life can offer. And life becomes boring. Life becomes very boring now. I did everything I need to do. Nothing else causes me happiness. I did everything you can think of. And I'm miserable. I am depressed. I am sad. So what's the point of life? And she killed herself. Even though she's the richest person on the face of the earth, she was the daughter of this billionaire. Very billionaire, very rich. But she said what? I'm not happy, she committed suicide. Okay. On the other hand, a poor girl or an average girl could be happier. But even though she goes to work every day, but she would be happier. Even though she have to stand in lines to get her food, but she can be happier. She can be happier. And the rich person could be more miserable. Okay? Assalamu alaikum. Her name is Christina Onassis.
Do you know spell it? Because I remember when I was in your class, you mentioned her, but I never... Okay.